Hello?
Hello, Jeff. We are conducting a survey to help you better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research, and all of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, I see. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? We're going to use a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10, it means that it's a very important issue to you. Inflation and the cost of living.
8.
Abortion's right?
7.
K-12 education?
9.
Immigration?
3.
Healthcare?
9.
Democracy?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
8.
Criminal justice reform?
7.
Student law debt?
7.
Thank you.
No problem.
And what we're gonna, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But it is then now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
What is your race, sir?
Black.
Thank you very much. So are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered? Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as a male or something else?
Male.
And what is the year of your birth?
What is the...
Sorry?
What did you...
What is the year of your birth?
Oh, 1996.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree do you have received?
Bachelor's.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please, can you rate this on a scale of 0 to 10?
Like 7.
Okay, and how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? 0 to 10,
Five.
Please. And Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm, and 0 means that you feel cold and unbearable. So, Raphael Warnock?
9.
John Azoff? 5. J.D. Benz?
0.
Brad Raffensperger?
0.
Tim Walls?
9.
Andre Dickens?
0.
Brian Kemp?
0.
Thank you very much, sir. We're almost finished, okay? I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for who will you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. And for who did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse state of the same, or better, or more, or much better?
Better.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference, but what happens, others say that who people vote for can make a big difference. What happens in your mind? Does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. And okay, now we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevents the progress you want to see in this country, from 0 to 10. Okay, and your local mayor?
7.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
7.
COVID-19 recovery?
10 is it hindered our growth?
Yes.
COVID-19 recovery. Like the recovery, like policy or COVID-19?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay. 3.
Okay, and Vice President Harris?
0.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
3.
And black voters?
0.
Thank you. And now we have our list with some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. And now you have to indicate how much you believe in that each. And what motivates you or people in your network to vote? From 0 to 10 again. Okay? So, because we demand funds for HBZUS, the American Rescue Plan invests over $2.7 billion in historically black college and university, the largest ever. Over 2016 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with house required for direct student financial relief and through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. Thank you very much. And now, because we bought in March, the consumer financial protection took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing a credit card late fees from $32 to $8. And this change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the commitment to easing financials and promoting credit practices. And now, because we bought, the Consumer Financial Protections announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reporters, for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we continue the path to future progress. Because we protested together, this administration has banned and mandate body cameras for all officers when state I'm so sorry, I just feel there, sir. Okay, thank you. Now, thank you for your response so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? Okay, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matter most to your community?
Like 6.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way. Often sometimes comes up, prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse? Stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay?
Right.
Sexual. Okay, thank you. Are you married? Unmarried, living with partner, single, separate, divorce?
Single.
And are you parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, sir.
Okay, and now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
independent.
Did you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Democrat Party.
How would you describe your employment status?
Full-time employee.
Thank you. And the last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your base estimate is fine.
About 40K.
Okay, thank you very much. And well, we finished the service there, so thank you. Thank you very much for your time, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Have a great day, sir. Bye.